You know how sometimes you can hear somebody say a thing and they say it in a new way, and the word choices they use is so choice that you laugh very hard at it?
Yeah.
Dani was trying to complain that, like, her body was just kind of achy today, and she looked at me in the eyes, and with the most earnesty in her voice I've ever heard, maybe, she said, "My frame hurts." And I lost my mind, because I never heard someone be like,
"Oh, I've probably read that in a book."
Dude, my frame.
I've, like, read that in a book. Like, you know, like, when you're... I don't know anything about cars. I was going to try to transition this into, like, a car joke.
My frame.
Like, oh... Like, I got a flat tire and busted my axle. I busted my axle real good and broke my frame.
I broke my car's, like, but I've never heard about your human body. Like, yeah, people, I've heard people, like, refer to, like, yeah, you got, like, this kind of frame or something, but I've never heard somebody be like, "Oh, dog, my frame." Out on the football field, somebody gets just rocked. "Ah, dude, my frame." You mean he, like, your body? Like your body?
Like your glasses?
No. My frame.
No, your glasses. What? Like, I broke my glasses frames. Those are expensive.
I lost my glasses in a football game one time.
Yeah. Yo, I want to point this out real quick. First of all, our camera shot is not even close. Now that I'm looking at that.
I think we got in one.
Second of all, I'm wearing new merch. We got Whack Matters hats, y'all. So heck yeah to us. You should buy one. I don't remember how much they're going to cost. I probably should have looked that up.
Life hack. Well, you'll overdub it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to put a lot of post-production time into this show.
This is the first one we're putting post-production on, ever. Life hack. We also have, if you own scissors, we have tank tops for sale.
I'm sorry I didn't laugh at your bit because I was thinking about a new bit. That's a good one. You nailed it. I give that joke a solid 7.
We talk about that on the next tune in for way too long.
I just remembered the thing that I was, like, trying to rate this week.
Oh, you thought it was funny. You laughed at that, not my joke.
No, like, I laughed at your joke. But the reason that I was blanking was because I literally started the show and had no direction like the wedding. You should check out my review of the wedding.
You should be more One Direction, but not like the boy band, like the Glee Club from Glee.
Was Glee
New or... Directions? Fart! Dang it! It's screwed up my Glee.
No, I want you to. I want you to screw it all the way up because Glee sounds like the, and I mean this lovingly, worst show I can think of.
Can I give you a hot take on Glee, real quick? I blow your mind about Glee, all
right.
Michael?
All right, I'm gonna just respect you less, right?
You're not gonna believe me. No. Glee season one. This isn't a joke.
All right, go ahead.
Glee season one is a comedy written about how dumb a show like Glee would be, because I think season one of Glee knows exactly what it is and leans into it for comedic. Are we not going to fix that camera and how it's very clearly tilted like this?
I don't know why we would.
Okay, so
the camera shot doesn't look that bad.
As we tilt, wish it as would we flip both tilt our heads.
Hey, do you remember the Microsoft Zune Pass?
Yeah, I remember Zune Pass.
The only useful thing that Glee's ever done for me was when the Zune Pass first came out, they didn't have very good licensing deals with record companies. So if I wanted to hear, like, certain songs, the only option I had was the Glee version. Let me tell you, my dudes, if you don't know what we're talking about with a Zune, it was the Microsoft competitor to the iPod. And you'll see by your knowledge of it how well that went.
It went very good. You and Maddie both had one. I think she had her signed by John Foreman.
I had mine signed from John Foreman. It's still
shined.
Here.
He shined it.
He didn't sign it. I asked him to
sign it. Hey, can you sign this?
And he goes, "This is very dirty."
Hold on. And he takes it out and he took out one of those stupid, like, buff brushes and he just buffed up Michael's on Michael's Zune.
"I can't sign this. It's very dirty, but I can clean it for you."
And he handed it back and he said, "To my dirtiest boy, Michael."
I'm actually Switchman's best friend. They told me so.
You did. They did tell you so.
I asked if they were I could be their best friends, and they said yes via Twitter.
Well, they said it live in person.
Well, they said it in person. But I tweeted them. It was weird because, like, it's one of those circumstances where because I'm a millennial, I don't know how to talk to people, so I just tweet at them when I'm in the same room as them and hope that they answer me in real life.
I do think it'd be much funnier if there's just, like, Because I know I recorded a lot of that concert. If I'm going to try to do mic stuff, if there was a point in the concert when everybody is like, it was beautiful, and Michael's just like this, will you be my best friend? Can you be my friend, please? I want more friends.
I don't have any.
Help me, please. I want to be friends. I think that'd be very funny.
They're like singing another song. They're like, only the losers win.
Please.
Please love me.
I'm your biggest fan, please.
Love me, love me. Say that you love me. Yo, 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 yo. This was not planned, but we have to rate that new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran summer track.
10 out of 10.
My dude. 10 out of 10.
Oh, boy.
Because it starts off, and let me tell you.
I'm so happy that the Biebs is working.
I was not encouraged by the original beat. The I'm like, all right, dude. We've heard that same exact beat for every summer. And then, you know that sound that's in every single summer pop song that goes like, it sounds kind of like a dolphin that's been edited.
Yeah.
It's in the song, right? And I'm like, oh, dude, we're just getting another stereotypical pop summer song, right? And then Ed Sheeran starts singing. I'm like, all right, he's talking about not wanting to be at a party. It's Ed Sheeran. I like my Ed Sheeran. I do. I'll admit it. I'm not too straight to admit it or whatever that means. I like Ed Sheeran. But I was there for the Biebs.
I was there for the Biebs.
Because I've been a Bieb fan since My World 2.0. I didn't know who he was in My World 1.
Michael?
Yo.
That's not what you're supposed to call yourself.
A Biebs?
A believer.
No, I feel...
The term is believer.
That's a naughty word. I might have to bleep it out. It just makes me feel weird.
Why can't we say believers?
Any word that rhymes with beaver is weird.
Do you have beaver... Do you have beaver fever?
That's something else.
I've had beaver fever, and I've had it since My World 2.0, 2008.
I have liked Justin Bieber since My World 2.0, and I've just continued to like him more because his voice is so good. Do you remember the time he did a Christmas album?
Yeah, dude.
He sang with Usher.
Usher, baby.
He sang with Usher.
Holy crap, dude! The two butter voices singing together?
I love Justin Bieber. Hey, Michael, I don't know if I've said this on the show. I love Justin Bieber so much to the extent that when Marcus is sick, I've not been sick since the movie Never Say Never Kids came out. I've never been sick and not watched Never Say Never while being sick.
I went and saw Never Say... I willingly chose to go on a date to see Never Say Never in the theaters, and then I bought the Blu-ray day one.
Never Say Never.
And dude, let me tell you what, when he starts singing on that new summer jam, his voice, the freaking runs that he's doing, give me the
brown notes,
but in a good way. Justin Bieber's my brown. I love him so much.
I love him so much. I crap myself, dude.
Dude, but it's so good. I listen to that track and it's constantly stuck in my head. It's very good. Yes, it's a derivative summer track, but it has the Bieber's voice on it. And I know that he's a weird hippie inside of the Hillsong Church now, and I know that his hair is very terrible. But
is it
voice...
still dreadlocks?
No.
Do you remember when it was
just
dreadlocks?
It's just long and nasty. No, but
you don't remember when it was dreadlocks?
No. But it's a very good voice.
Remember your rule about if you're a white guy and have dreadlocks, you're definitely a user? I think...
Well, that's true. Justin Bieber's a user, yeah.
Yeah, there's no world where he doesn't use often.
Well, my world.
Ed Sheeran's
2.0.
Not hey, a user. He doesn't use.
Yeah, Justin, Ed Sheeran's never smoked weed.
Never.
Listen to his music. He talks about how he's such a dare boy. Dare. Dare not to do drugs or whatever it's called. I know that I like took the whole show off track when I started talking about Justin Bieber summer album.
Now I'm tempted. First of all, it's an Ed Sheeran song from an album he's putting out soon.
It's not good. You talking about his new song that he does with Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
I gave it a solid 4.
Yeah, but you said it's a Justin Bieber song for the summer. It's an Ed Sheeran song from his new album.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a 10.
The album's good. Bieber's on
it. No, he does a track with Chance, and it's not good.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's kind of very, very meh to the point where I just said 4, which is not meh. It's bad. It's bad. It's so bad that I don't think I ever want to listen to it again.
It is so bad.
I've already determined that when I get the album, I'll just skip the track.
It is so bad that me and Michael had a long discussion about the song outside of the recording of this, and we were tempted to say that maybe Ed Sheeran did such a bad job that we're going to have to reinvent our rating system to allow for threes. We, of course, landed on no, which is why it's a 4, but...
We, unlike...
He almost made a 3.
We want our continuity to be consistent throughout the series of this podcast.
Just like a comic book.
Which is why we've never accidentally maybe rated Summer twice.
Also, we've never forgotten to rate something we talked about.
Yeah, last week I was told by someone that I'm very close to and I have a relationship with. Romantic. Yes.
And platonic. And, you guys are also friends.
Platonic. Platonic and romantic. She was like, yeah, you never rated... What are we talking
about? Potlucks.
Potlucks.
Pot blessings. Fart.
And I give them a... I don't remember what we said about them, but how about an 8?
8's fine.
I feel good about them. That... I feel good about potlucks.
Not that our feeling for, like, we use hard numbers. So, like, this feels like a goof 'em up show where we just kind of come in here and we go, aha, like, look at our, like, haha factory. But, that's, like, as much as it is that.
Are you making jokes?
No.
I'm not making jokes.
We also talk a lot before the episode and we take it to the numbers in the ringer. To see what numbers is going to get. We never argue numbers on the show. We know exactly what it's going to get before we bring it up. And it's science and hard and fast. It's not Calvin Ball. And our mood doesn't dictate it at all.
And if we're ever debating it, we've already had this conversation. We're just doing
we're doing it for you guys.
For the people. My mom. Here's
the thing, if we did it for real on the show, me and Michael would get real life mad at each other and quit.
We've only done that once. And it was about comic books, I think.
In my adult life, I only ever remember getting real life mad at you one time, and it was about comic books. Yeah. You know, Michael, let's rehash the only argument we've had in
our
adult lives.
Let's just have a fist fight on camera.
Real quick. The only time
that's the thing we like, beefed over.
Have you met either of us? In all honesty, the older I get, the more I think I lean to what you were saying more. Like, the more I'm like, I don't want to... Another example we used was like, I don't want to see like more Aragorn stories. Aragorn's so cool. I don't want them to make another Aragorn. You can make another fantasy character that I like,
but
don't touch Aragorn again.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the older I get and what I thought about that argument is like, the more I'm like, yeah, I probably actually agree with Michael.
At least we don't have like Tolkien around to be like, he like pulls a rally. He's like, actually, Aragorn was gay the whole time.
Also, super black. Thanks, Viggo.
If Viggo is such a weird name.
If Tolkien was still alive, he would do a George Lucas director like recut where Viggo Mortensen's in blackface the whole time.
But what if Idris Elba was Aragorn?
I would watch Idris.
That might be dope.
Man, Idris Elba was so cool.
My mom gave us a very good compliment.
What'd she say?
She said that we could talk about as good as she can cry. Which means that we both talk a lot and also very passionately.
Hey, Michael, you know how I'm a big gearhead?
Yeah, dude.
I wanted to talk about cars this episode.
You're just so nar-nar in the vehicles.
What?
I don't know.
I nar-nar on the vehicles. Is that what you said?
Yeah. No, I said you're so nar-nar on the vehicles.
What does nar-nar mean?
Like gnarly, dog. Like shreds some nar-nar air, if you know what I'm saying.
You stupid idiot.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm a giant gearhead.
I want to hear what you have to say about cars, Mr. Brian Scalder.
I love cars. Call me Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. What, not like
I don't know
Leno?
Any other car people.
Leno loves cars, too.
Leno.
And also, we're talking to moms.
Call me Joseph Rogan. Do they know him?
Does he like cars?
Joe Rogan loves cars, dog.
Okay, cool. I know he loves weed.
Who doesn't? So
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, good point. Dang it. I want to talk. Hey, so I'm such a gearhead, so I kind of want to talk to people about a few things about cars, and this is also going to make my dad so proud of me.
Okay.
A cool thing that your cars can do is they have pretty good reaction times. So I know a lot of you are thinking when you're sitting there at a red light that the light has to be green for several seconds before you're allowed to go. The car's reaction time is actually better than that. As soon as you put your foot on the right pedal, the car will go forwards.
But what if...
And you don't have to... No, you don't have to wait.
No, but like what if...
I know you're thinking, what if you're sitting there texting and you don't see the light turn green? And I'm here to say, maybe you should just try to wing it.
What? I don't want to completely derail you, but I have a question.
Okay.
Why don't we just put one foot on each pedal and be real here?
Well, here's the thing. I have a manual, so I don't have 3 feet for each of the three pedals.
I also have a manual.
Do you have 1 foot between two pedals and 1 foot on the other pedal?
I know that we're on the internet right now, and I don't want to talk about the specifics, but... Well, let's say I'm driving my wife's car, right?
Yeah, you're driving
your
minivan.
Why don't we just right lefty it?
I do.
Oh, really?
I'm not a coward.
See, I was told not to by multiple people, including driver's ed. And when I asked my dad this question, I said, why did we not right lefty it? I didn't ask it that way because I wasn't that cool back then. So why don't we right lefty it? And he said, and this is what he said. He said, well, if you get scared and slam both of them down at the same time,
your car will explode.
Forward. No, he said you still go forward. Because the acceleration is more powerful than the brakes. And me, Mr. Dumbbirds, goes, okay, why is it relevant like 99.9% of all driving? Okay.
I also, when I panic at everything, I instinctively just lock both feet forwards. It's really bizarre when I go watch scary movies. I'm like, ah!
Then flex those toes, dog.
I can't do it, dude. Man, that jump scare just got me, dog.
I don't understand.
I told him not to open the stupid closet. I
think
knew
it's
because
if you just put your foot on the brake, you're technically riding the brakes and
a little bit, and also your brake light is on.
Yeah,
so that is a little.
So I, when I drive, I sit cross-legged until I need to use the brake. My foot down, so my reaction time is not quite that good.
Well,
I usually
go on road trips, and the trick to road trips is once you get a car with cruise control, you just sit Native American style the whole time, dog.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, my wife's cars are comfortable. When I go cruise and I'm on a straightaway, especially if there's no cars around, my feet are not on the pedals. I'm just going naked.
Yeah,
like.
And Michael means like that he'll just take off his clothes and drive.
I just take off my clothes. I leave my shirt on just so people like have a semblance that I'm wearing clothes. But I know that below
free balling,
below the window roller upper and downer,
I'm me.
I'm natural. I'm who I was created to be.
Just like everybody's favorite Disney show, I'm naturally Sadie, but you're naturally Michael. I watched the theme song for Naturally Sadie the other day, and I went, that show was so bad, I remember nothing about it except for that it existed.
Listen, I'm the old one here. I'm almost 30, right?
Yeah.
You're the king of referencing the most bullcrap irrelevant throwaway TV shows I've ever seen. Dude,
Naturally Sadie was a show that was on Disney Channel when I was
a season.
But like, yeah, but here's the thing about Naturally Sadie. I remember seeing a million commercials for it. I remember like thinking back on this show that I know I've seen every episode of, and I have Michael. There are a lot of things in this life I can't remember. Anybody who's ever important to me's birthday, okay. Mom and dad's anniversary, anything. I can't remember like speed limits. I can't remember street signs. I can't remember anything on this planet except for I have an uncanny ability to remember like everything about every TV show I've ever seen. And my one dark spot is freaking Naturally Sadie.
Hey, I'm about to...
And I think about that a lot.
Is it actually, like, is the theme song right? Or no?
It's okay, yeah.
You know what theme song's actually quite dope?
The Life of Derek.
Is that good? Yeah. I forgot about that show.
This is Life with Derek! Life with Derek!
Hold on, you just freaking blew my mind. I forgot that show existed.
Remember when they slid past their one naughty joke on Disney?
Dude, I don't remember... I don't remember that... You, like, give me a stroke or something. I forgot that show exists.
And then here's the weird thing about Life with Derek, dog. Life with Derek went away for, like, 2 years, and then they had direct-to-TV movie that was called Vacation with Derek, but it was like 2 years after the show ended.
I remember thinking that show was good. I don't remember anything about
it. I watched some of Life with Derek fairly recently at Danny's house.
Does it hold up?
Better than a lot of shows do. It's not as good as you remember.
You know what holds up? Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
I laughed very hard watching Drake and Josh just the other night.
We already talked about fairly recently how Drake and Josh holds up great.
Okay, do you want to know something that else holds up really great? The theme song for Stanley, the kids' TV show that you used to watch when you were a kid. Yo. I may have said this before, and I'm going to say this again, just in case you haven't forget this. Yo, my wife and I are pretty freaking boring, and we're pretty freaking lame. And I'm pretty, well, what's the word for morbidly obese?
I would go with fat.
Yeah, I'm pretty fat. So one of my favorite things to do is just eat food in bed. And sometimes we like to nostalgia trip together, which is kind of like smoking weed, but more powerful maybe because it hits you right in the emos. And so, and I kid you not, this has happened more than once.
Michael's brought to tears with a Stanley theme song.
I have Googled 20 minutes of Disney Channel commercials from the 2000s and will just sit there and watch the whole thing and reminisce about commercials and shows and whatnot. And I saw the Stanley commercial and they started playing the theme song. And so I looked at the theme song because I was like, that sounded cool. And I remembered it. It's the Baja Men. They do the Stanley theme song and it's very quite dope.
Michael, first of all, I'm going to rate the fact that cars can go instantly when you put the pedal down a 10 out of 10. And everybody should know that. Here's another cool fact about cars, Michael.
Are you one of those honkers?
No, I don't honk. I have, well, again.
You're not a honker, though.
No, I did. I mean, well, is that, can I do that joke? cars have this really neat thing where you can flip a lever in your car and it lets every other car know what you're going to do, so they're not super taken back by the things you do. And oftentimes, if you let them know what you're trying to do, they'll make space for you because not everybody on the road is 100% a tool bag. So for instance, if you're trying to get into my lane and you have this, what I'm going to refer to as a turn signal, I know a lot of people don't know about this freaking life hack about cars. If you turn this secret turn signal on and I see it, I'll tap my brakes a little bit so you have more space to get in, and then I don't feel like you're about to use your car to kill me.
You know, you are going to make our father proud.
Dad's going to get so pumped because I got more stuff to say. Here's another secret tip. For most exits, you have like 3/4 of a mile to slow the crap down. You don't need to lock up them brakes 2 miles back on the interstate because you know, Cornhusker's coming up. Crap, lock them up. No, wrong.
But definitely don't push both at the same time because you will still go
forwards. You will still go forwards.
Are you going to talk about the acceleration ramps too while you're at it?
I mean, why not?
When you're on the acceleration ramps, you're supposed to be speeding up to the speed that you're going to be going on the actual road. So don't just speed up to 45 and go to 45 of the acceleration ramps when you merge with traffic. It's supposed to be 70 miles an hour.
That's the height of laziness, dude.
Sounds like our father. Who, are you going to bring it up? Our dad's secret superhero name?
Justice Man.
Justice Man? Because he knows how everyone else should be driving and he tries to enforce it.
Not even that. We used to go to a wave pool and I'm a small boy. I, Marcus Nipp, am a small boy. And I was even smaller of a boy. I was a wee lad. And we would go to this wave pool and I also can't swim, but that's still true.
Did you not take swim lessons?
No.
Did mom like
make you
forget?
No, mom.
About you?
Mom was like, I want these two kids to survive. This one's dyslexic and a defect.
She's like.
Mom did everything she could.
She's like, threw him in the water. No, you were dumb when you were a kid. You would just jump in the water. Yeah. And then dad would jump in after you. Be like, did we ever teach him how to swim? He'll learn.
Yeah. No, mom very much is like, this is the defect kid. I don't want to give him a leg up in life. If he bites it, then okay. I got two that turned out.
Survival of the fittest, you know what I'm saying?
So I would go to this wave pool, and everybody would be in those stupid inner tubes, which make it less fun. If you've ever been in one of those, it's less fun to be in an inner tube. Anyway, I would stay to the corner of this thing where the waves would anchor around, and at least when I was a wee lad, would get knocked over by the waves because they would hit me so hard. But what made it very hard for breathing purposes is when these inner tubes would come around and then just chill above me while I was under the water. I couldn't breathe. And after, I don't know,
best game.
After the fifth time I almost drowned in the day, Dad saw it, and my dad would come.
The Kipped Crusader
Justice Man.
Father Justice Man, aka Batman of the Sea.
Right, literally on the edge of the corner. And Dad would stand there, throw his back against the wave, and throw elbows consistently. And the number of times
Dad's
my father
flipping kids.
Has the number of times my dad has elbowed actual strangers in the jaw because he was trying to help me not
or just out. Like go under the inner tubes and flip kids them? He's just flipping kids. He's freaking confirming,
what a hero.
He's confirming,
dude.
So many flipped kids, so many kids that were just trying to steal the inner tube got
how
wet
long
that
has it
day
been since we've been to that place though.
I feel like I went not that long ago.
I haven't been in years, dog.
Yeah.
we should go do that.
You know, I was thinking about that. I think wave surfing is my favorite. Sorry, body surfing is my favorite thing.
No, I like when you, I like wave surfing. I prefer to surf waves.
My favorite thing to surf. Waves.
So let me just tell you guys this. All of the life hacks I give you about cars are all 10s out of 10s. And also, here's the last one. And this is the thing. And I sort of did. I had the ability to do stand-up. You should watch that. It's very funny. It's going to come out on the site later. Please tell me I'm funny.
Opportunity.
Please tell me I'm funny. But everybody in the whole planet's a liar.
How's a Kramer Nazi, dude?
Everybody is a freaking liar. Because I know everybody who complains about, literally every person I know complains. Like, when there's a wreck on the other side of the road, why does everybody slow down and look at the wreck on the other side of the road? So another side of the road. But here's the thing. Every single person on the planet says that. And yet, if there's a wreck on the other side of the road, everybody locks up their brakes to stare at it.
I don't. You know what I do?
You get
double,
on the shoulder.
Double pedal. I just see which one wins out. It's the gas. The gas always wins, if you know what I'm saying.
That's a metaphor for life, dog.
Gas
always wins.
If you ever lock up, the gas always wins.
Hey, speaking of, we might be making some new t-shirts soon. I think if you ever lock up, the gas always wins is a good t-shirt.
I don't know. That's just a weird thing. I guess everything we say is a weird thing.
Yeah, have you ever listened to our show, bud? You gotta keep that green down, dude. It's gonna blend in. Dummy.
Yeah, we're using a green screen this episode that we may or may not take advantage of, and I'm wearing a hat with some green on it, so we'll see how that turns out for the video.
Vape Nation. Michael, what are you supposed to talk about this week? I just kind of yelled about TV and talked about my dad being funny.
You know iDubbbz?
Yeah.
You know what he did recently that was kind of popular?
No.
It's the same
thing. Oh, yes.
Same thing my dad said we should do. We should talk about fast food restaurants.
It's about time, dude.
I mean, we gotta rate some fast food restaurants. I think it's actually been suggested by more than one person.
A lot
Our
of people
aunt
said
might have suggested it.
Jared suggested, I think.
Yeah, we gotta
Sorry.
Talk about fast food.
I prefer
food.
To call him J Rod.
Yeah, J Money. We gotta talk about fast food restaurants. We're not gonna do a full ranking because we're not equipped. Because my phone, which is what I would use for reference, is actually being used to record this video right now.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it, dude. Let's start off with our standard. First of all.
What's your favorite fast food?
I want to ask you a buck wild question first, because to me this sounds like the most easy throw up thing in the world. Throw up fast food. Puke. If I gave you five different, we'll say, standard chain fast food burgers, blind taste test, do you think you could tell me where those burgers came from?
100%.
Absolutely. And somebody made that claim with the confidence that we just did. And
could
they
were not
shamed.
Do it?
No, they were shamed for making... No, they was never tested.
Oh.
But they were shamed for making the statement with confidence. And I'm like, dog, if you are
they
telling me...
They all taste
me,
different.
If you are telling me that you get a burger from Burger King and you get a burger from McDonald's and you are blindfolded, if you are the type of person that can't tell the difference between those two, get the frick out of my life. We can't be friends. I'm sorry. I don't want to be exclusionary. I hate when people get weird with their fan bases. But if you can't tell the difference between a Burger King burger and a McDonald's burger,
you
what
have
the
a
crap,
problem.
What the crap are you doing with your life? Eating fancy kale and... sorry. I was told that one of our listeners actually likes kale.
Who?
Rocky. He said he likes kale.
I almost did a podcast with that guy.
I know. You almost made a very, very serious mistake.
We probably should be mean to the sole person who watches like everything
he
we do.
He told us to rate polls.
Just like a poll?
10.
10. Got it. Thanks, bud. 10.
We give polls a 10 out of 10. Burger King? Let's just go through the list, right? Burger King, what are you feeling?
Like a 7. Fart! That wasn't a joke. My brain didn't react fast enough to change it to a fist bump.
Here we go. McD's?
6. 7.
Oh, really?
The fries actually, are hold better. On. Their fries are good. Fries 7. Are better. I'll give you a 7.
The burgers are worser.
Yeah, worser.
Wendy's?
9.
Wendy's is pretty good.
I like Wendy's.
Wendy's is pretty good, dude.
I forget that Wendy's is good until I eat at Wendy's, and then I go, oh, crap, dude, Wendy's is good.
Because you get, like,
their burgers are better.
It's good because the burgers are juicy. Let me tell you a secret. Back in my day, Burger King used to make their burgers really juicy, and then they just decided they didn't give a flip anymore, and they stopped.
Well, they realized that these freaking animals would eat anything.
True, and I'm not going to say I have stopped eating there, so Wendy's is better. Also, you can get some real big old boys there.
You can get a big old
actually,
boy.
Burger King has started doing triple stackers king size.
I love it when fast food realizes they're like, you filthy pigs will eat whatever the crap I freaking put out here. Do it. Do it, you animal. So like, I feel like they're trying to body shame people, and they're like, look at these fat tards.
Because here's the truth, right?
These stupid fat tards will eat anything, or maybe they'll freaking figure it out, and we never figure it out. We eat anything.
We've made jokes about this, I think, at various points throughout the podcast, about me dieting and not dieting and dieting and not dieting. Clearly, yo...
You're dieting.
If you're watching
still.
The video, clearly you can tell I'm on a not dieting phase. Yeah, I feel like trash when I eat the triple king burger.
The triple stack king burger.
I've done it more than once, though. I wake up and I sometimes feel like I am dying. But it doesn't stop me.
That might like, just be because since 06 you haven't felt like P. Diddy.
I took a nap. Today, after eating 1,500 calories, and I woke up and I felt like butt because I was dehydrated from all the salt and I couldn't breathe.
Michael one time told me that when he starts dieting, his ability to like snot snore literally takes a day. He's like, I like can't breathe when I sleep, but if I diet for like a day, I thought this was a joke. I used to live in my brother's house, and I came home, and I looked downstairs for my brother thinking he was editing a podcast or something because he wasn't snoring and I couldn't hear it. And I literally walked in your room. You and Amanda were sleeping, but I walked in your room and you were there, and I was like, holy crap, he started his diet today.
I still snore.
It wasn't a bit.
I still snore, but it's like human.
I couldn't hear it over the baby monitor stuff and the music in the baby's room, though. I super thought you weren't here or awake. Wendy's a 9.
To answer the question, would I eat 1,500 calories again before a nap?
Yes.
Probably. But I would regret it more because I did feel very bad after
Michael,
this nap.
Michael has...
I felt very bad.
Michael has like object permanency like issues though, so like he'll forget. I guess just memory issues. He'll forget how bad it feels, but he will always remember how good it tastes.
Absolutely. That brings me to Chick-fil-A, which is what I ate 1,500 calories of. 10.
Ah,
Chick-fil-A, dude.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
First of all, we're Christian, so Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Second of all, we like good food. And Chick-fil-A, the spicy chicken sandwich. Is that what you get there?
Spicy chicken sandwich is so good.
I feel like people that like the spicy chicken sandwich live fuller lives. Like, not longer, but they're better.
Here's the thing that you brought up to me about the spicy chicken sandwich. It defies all rules of other salty foods. General staple of salty foods, if you put cheese on it, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken sandwich isn't that way.
And it's pepper jack, right?
Yeah.
I love pepper jack on everything. It's better without.
Better without it.
You know what
it breaks
in?
The rules.
Pickle juice.
Also, doesn't sound like a great idea.
I don't like pickles.
I like pickles.
I don't.
I like to call them packles, though.
My son calls them pick-picks. Because he... Okay, my son... This is an aside, real quick. We already rated Chick-fil-A a 10. I don't want to lose any tracks here. My son talks in baby talk the way that people talk in baby talk in movies.
Is this mic working?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you kind of scared that you realize we've never changed the batteries in these beasts?
Yeah. They said like 60, whatever. That my son talks the way that people talk in baby talk in movies, which means he just, if it's a two-syllable word, he just repeats the first syllable twice. My wife has, like, been watching children her whole life as a nanny and a babysitter. She's like, I've never seen a child do this. My son, if he wants to say, like, I don't know.
He calls Danny Dan-Dan.
Yeah,
like
he calls Danny Dan-Dan. He says Grammy. He'll say Gram-Gram. Every single thing that has two syllables, he just repeats.
Except for Uncle. He calls me Uncle.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I do think it's funny that he won't call me Mark and he won't call me Uncle Mark. He just goes, Uncle.
Which is weird because he has other uncles.
He doesn't see other uncles, really, though.
That's true. Well, he says Jared, I think. He just says Jared, though. He doesn't say Uncle.
Yeah, like, he sees me. Oh, Molly calls. Does Molly call him Uncle Jared?
Yeah.
Oh, because, like, Molly calls me Uncle Mark, and I'm over here a lot. He just calls me Uncle. Like, I'll try to get him, like, you can say Mark, and I'll be like, Uncle. I'm like, okay, fair enough.
We made the joke that we were just going to start calling each other Brother.
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 Wendy's Chick-fil-A.
Well, yeah, because he calls Molly Sis. Sis.
Yeah.
He doesn't say Molly.
He says sis, and he doesn't know how to say Molly. I guess he says dad. Oh, that's a repeated. Dada is
Dada.
Yeah. I can't think about words.
Daddy is what he's trying to say.
Or just dada. I don't know. That's the thing.
What if he just started calling you Pops? Pops!
If Molly started calling dad Gramps. Which is weird to me. I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I just call him G-Man.
Or wake up.
I was going to say G, comma man, but I could call him G-Man. As a stupid joke. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying my best.
I feel like my mic levels are so low, but that may not be the case.
I had another dumb thing I thought was going to... Oh, Taco Bell, Michael.
Oh, dang. I was about to say Taco Bell, too.
Here's the thing.
Taco Bell can do you dirty.
Taco Bell can do you the dirtiest out of any fast... Second dirtiest out of any fast food I've ever had.
Taco Bell has done me wrong. More times than any other food.
However, I have been done the most.
Are you
right
about to say something?
I've been done the most right by Taco Bell.
The right? Oh, dude.
I've been done the most
right
by Taco
Bell.
I've
eaten more Taco Bell than any other fast food restaurant except maybe Burger King.
I love Taco Bell. At one point in my life, I didn't go home for like a night. I went to a Taco Bell till like 2 a.m. I just hung out in a Taco Bell for a while.
I've done that before.
I've spent nights in Taco Bells, dude. I have a passion for these places.
Since we're talking
to, like,
mostly Christian homeschool people, Taco Bell was my wit's end. Not, like, the end of my rope, but, like, the place I went to hang with friends.
Yeah, like...
Like, I was at Taco Bell a lot.
Yeah, me and my friends, like, literally to this day, if, like, me and any of my friends from high school are like, want to go do something? Like, we just go to Taco Bell and sit.
I'm a grown-up. I feel like I'm not supposed to like Taco Bell anymore, but I do. It's just not as good as it used to be to me. And it is definitely worse than it used to be to me. Like, when I eat it, let's say...
It does eat dirtier than it used to.
Let's just say theoretically, because this has never happened. But, like, let's just say that someone gets themselves a bunch of tacos at 12:30 at night and eats them. It's not okay anymore. I can't...
I'm not going to make it this time.
It's not...
I'm too old to make it.
I'm not okay. Not okay.
Well, I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
I don't know what to rate it, though. Like 8?
I want to say 9. I love Taco Bell. The nights I spent there, I'm going to give Taco Bell a 9.
If we are including all the memories that Taco Bell's made.
Probably over it, yeah.
It's a 10, dude.
Here's the thing. In our lives, Taco Bell will always be transcendent to us.
Taco Bell always... When you say the name Taco Bell, it means more than the food.
Yes.
Taco Bell is an American institution in more ways than one.
I think...
So by that standard, then, Taco Bell is a 10.
Now, what do you think about Long John Silver's?
Now, here's the thing I'm going to say about Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's is the place that has done me the dirtiest.
Long John Silver's... I am not, this is not a bit, of every single restaurant I've ever gotten fried fish at. This is restaurants only. Long John Silver's is the best place to get fried fish. And I know that that makes me sound like the dirtiest, fattest swine, but it's 100% true. If you are giving me fried fish, I want to be from Long John Silver's. I get it as a dirty place. I've gotten fried fish from Long John Silver's as a side. I'll go to another restaurant, then go to Long John Silver's to get fried fish.
Yeah.
Because I want that fish and I want the crumblies that come off it.
That's good.
Now, I am a very, very fat boy. And I'm emphasizing that maybe more than I need to. But what I'm trying to say is I don't refuse food very often because I love it. I did not get this fat because I'm just lazy. I get this fat because I very, very much love food. And it is very, very rare that I will ever not eat something if it is put in front of me. Very rare. Very rare. I'm trying to emphasize that very strongly. Dog, have you ever tried to eat a hush puppy? I've never noped a food so hard in the last
what
2 years.
What about those tacos you tried to eat at California?
From Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box tacos. I don't know. I feel like those were very disgusting. They were extremely bad because there were two tacos for $1.
Just like the Netflix movie. They were vile, shockingly evil, and wicked something.
Two tacos for $1. They're very bad tacos. I threw them away, right?
Yeah.
Dog.
You gonna say hush puppies are worse than that?
Dude, they're so like
at this point, I tried a hush puppy as a wee baby, and I've never wanted to try one again. I've never eaten a hush puppy since then.
Here's the thing, right? So like here's my reaction, and it's gonna be a little harder to describe with the audio, but if I get a Jack in the Box taco based on my previous experience with them, I got a Jack in the Box taco and I took a bite and I said, that's not very good. I took a second bite and said, this really isn't good. And then I just looked at the thing and said, you know what? Screw it. And threw them away. Not that long ago, I got a Long John Silver's combo, which included hush puppies in the box. I looked at the hush puppy and I said, I always remember hating these things, but Mima loves them so very much.
My grandma will eat the outside, like, fried part of it and then throw it back in the oven and fry it again and then eat the outside and do that repeatedly till it's done.
That's awesome.
My grandma will do that. Also, that's how much she loves these hush puppies.
Is this just a grandma thing? Because I think Amanda's grandma also likes hush puppies.
Maybe. Maybe you have to be
anyway,
an old,
so I'm like, look at the thing.
An old lady.
This is a fried something, right? I should like this. Look at me. I should like this. This is a hush puppy, right? I bit the thing and I've never noped so hard. It's so vile.
Hey, guys.
It's so gross.
Hey, Michael, what's a big goal we have? Like a big stretch goal we have for something?
1 milli.
No, dude. It's got to be obtainable.
Like a real stretch goal. Okay.
An obtainable stretch
now
goal.
Now that I'm using my improv brain, I know where you're going with this. And I was trying to just tell you like my fantasies.
Well, yeah. Well, I want to be the biggest YouTuber of all time.
100 subs on YouTube.
If we could hit 100 subs, in what time? Me and Michael have a hush puppy eating contest.
No. If we can hit 100 subs, how many hush puppies are we going to eat? Because I think the answer
is a hundo.
Should be 100
hush
puppies. Are
we both doing
50
apiece?
That's so vile.
I'll do it.
I want to say yes. My heart says yes. My body says no.
Dude, we got it, Michael.
That's so many. Dude, they're so bad. How about this? We get 100 subs. We do a video race on who can eat 10 hush puppies the fastest.
Yeah.
All the way down.
That's fair.
Not like all the way down, but like out of
no well yeah I'd lose that one for sure. You're older than me.
To the tum-tums all the way down.
Yeah,
we'll mark that. Go tell your friends.
It has to be before the end of the year though.
Yeah,
if we hit like 100 next year, it doesn't count.
We're doing pretty good.
We're doing good. If we hit that though, tell your friends.
Heck yeah, dude. I just want to tell you, like, if you're watching this, especially if you're, there could be new people watching this right now, because we're actually building a little bit of traction right now. I'm really stupid thankful for you people. And I know that maybe sounds, I don't know if that sounds, if you don't know me, I very much mean that genuinely. There were multiple days last week where I woke up and we had new subs and I straight up, like, happy danced.
Here's a good story about me. When I worked at a Scooter's coffee shop, I became a manager of that place. And there was a girl who wasn't very good at her job, and she also was very frustrating to me. And sometimes I had a problem being the nicest person to this person.
We'll call her Thelma.
We'll call her Thelma. And here's the thing. One time, Thelma was doing a good job, and I told her, I was like, hey, Thelma, good job. I'm really proud of you. I said it like that. A week later, I got talked to by my boss for being too sarcastic with one of the employees. Needless to say, even when I am trying to be a nice guy and sound as genuine as possible, I sometimes struggle with that.
Y'all can ask my wife. I was very stupid excited because we're actually seeing some traction on this channel.
I am very thankful for two. I'm thankful for anybody who watches this stuff. And I know I sometimes do have a problem with sounding genuine. I do mean that. We both put a lot of time and effort into this and want to make people laugh and be entertained more than anything as far as like career-wise and this stuff goes. And it means a lot.
I'm gonna let you finish, but I'll give Long John Silver's a 9.
Long John Silver's is 9.
I just feel like we're wrapping up naturally to the end, and I really want to make sure we don't leave Long John Silver's hanging like that. Yo, I'm gonna give
what's
those
a
hush
fast
puppies
food place we can dunk on.
I'm gonna give those
though
hush puppies a 1. Oh, should we like do a real dunking?
Like dunk on somebody.
I don't love Panda, but it's not like dunk.
I like
worthy
Panda.
It's just like not my favorite.
I do
right
love Panda though.
So like, what's an absolute butt place to eat fast food?
Amigos.
I see people. I listen. I've heard so much poop talk on Amigos. I've never been there.
Amigos
can't be that bad.
Amigos sucks trash.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been there. Like,
I hate Amigos.
How can it be that bad? I just listen. Look at me. Would I think it's that bad?
It's not that bad. There's gotta be somewhere worse that we can dunk on.
I don't know if there's anything worse.
Here's the. We gotta be able to make fun of some fast food place. What's a fast food place you hate?
I mean, I was dunking on some hush puppies.
We were dunking on some hush puppies.
You know what's the opposite of a hush puppy? Remember when Taco Bell had those
a loud
Captain
cat?
No. Frick you.
I have a question. Are you more upset about the content of that joke or how fast I came up with it?
I hate everything.
Which one makes you more
mad?
I hate
this show. I don't even want to continue. I feel like that's it, dude.
Yeah, that's good. That could be it.
I want to talk more, but I also don't want to talk more. Thanks for... We never enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, hold on. This is Whack, Mike Bauer's flagship podcast called Life Since You Rate It. This is a show where we rate everything under the sun on a scale from 1 to 10. If you want to know what our metric is for these numbers, listen back to episode 0. I am one of the co-hosts of the show, Marcus, and I'm joined by the other co-host.
Well, wait, if we're both co-hosts, then who's the host?
We equally share. Well, okay, here's the thing. I don't like to talk about this. I'm dumb and Michael's fat. So together we make up one host.
We're both half beeps.
We're both half
I can read and you can't. But you can come up with jokes fast and I can't anymore because I'm old.
And this is episode 44 of Life's What You Rate It.
Thanks for listening.
I'm doing the intro. Still, hold on. Hey, Michael, you got an intro for our show?
Yeah.
What's something funny you can say real quick to intro the show before we get into the thick of it?
Dude, Walmart has a $10 watch section, and this is real. And so many of them, you know, like, so like there's like watches like the one I just bought, which are just pretty straightforward, right? You know the like watches with like a billion dials and a bunch of like numbers, yeah, and whatnot? Walmart sells $10 watches that have all those, but they're all fake. Like, you just want a gaudy watch for the looks. All the dials are fake. There's just one actual analog part that works, and the rest is all just fake.
Just like my sister's knobby infatuation when we were 13 years old, tacky.
Thanks for listening to Life's What You Rate It. Do you have a joke to end us off with? Because we forgot to last week.
I feel like I might have already used this one, but I think it's one of the better ones, if it is. So it's okay we heard it twice. What do you say when the weatherman from the news is showering with meatballs?
What?
It's a meteor shower. It would have been better if I did an astrologist.
I'm trying to decide if that'd be nice or not. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WhackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music.
If you'd like to support the content we make here at WhackMatters.com, please go to WhackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WhackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.